Welcome to the Spirit of Praise broadcast, coming to you from Tabernacle of Praise Church International, York, South Carolina. I'm Bishop Alfred Jackson. I'm thankful that you've tuned in today, and I pray that the message will bless you and impact your life in a powerful way. Thank you for tuning in. Enjoy the message.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. St. Matthew chapter 28. I read all of the scriptures earlier, so I will just reference them as I go through the message this morning. And pray that you will be blessed by the word of the Lord. I pray that you will listen attentively and intently to the message today. And I pray that the message will minister to each one of our hearts. Amen. I plead the blood of Jesus over every hearing mechanism today. In the name of Jesus, over every spirit today, that everyone will be attentive, that the spirit of hearing will rest upon us today, and receptivity to the word of the Lord today. Matthew chapter 28, I'll just read again verses 5 through 10. The angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen. Just as he said, come see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, he is risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you." So the women hurried away from the tomb, afraid yet filled with joy, and ran to tell his disciples. I want to use for this thought today, live in the spirit of the resurrection. Live in the spirit of the resurrection. Amen. Father, thank you for your word and the power of your word. Thank you that your word, when it goes forth, will not return to you void, but will accomplish all that you desire. Thank you that, hallelujah, you prosper your word in the things that you sent your word to. Anoint me afresh, dear God, that this word will be preached under your anointing as a rhema word to all those who hear. Our hearts are open, our minds are open to receive your word today. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. This is a revision of a message that I preached, I think, back in 2016. But as I was seeking the Lord, amen, this is where the Lord took me. And I pray that you will hear what the Lord has to say to us today. Amen. And we've enjoyed the Lord. We've enjoyed worship this morning. Amen. It has just been wonderful as we worship the Lord today. And I pray that this will, that we will always, maybe not with the same activity, but with the same fervor. Amen. Amen. Praise the name of Jesus at all times. It reminded me of our early days in TOP. Amen. When our children would praise the Lord, amen. Yes, Lord. We can't knock these chairs over, but when we first started, amen, the place we were worshiping, we'd have to set the chairs up when we got there. And when we finished praising the Lord, we have to set the chairs back up again because we'd knock them all down and out of the way. We weren't wild people. We were just enjoying the Lord, and the chairs were in the way. Hallelujah. Does anybody know what I'm talking about? Amen. Amen. The spirit of the resurrection. Amen. I want you to hear this message today. Amen. Because we come today on the Sunday that's been designated as Easter Sunday, and we don't get into all of the debates about when the Lord was resurrected and whether it should be this day or not. You know, the important thing is that Jesus was raised from the dead. Amen. Amen. And that's been proven. History proves it. Amen. The fact that the disciples gave their lives, amen, to testify about this resurrected Lord is proof of the resurrection. He appeared to so many people after he was raised from the dead. It is recorded, so we don't have to debate that, even though some people may want to debate it. We don't have to debate that. We're here because we believe that Jesus was raised from the dead. Amen. How many of you believe? How many of you know he was raised from the dead? Amen. I mean, the spirit of the resurrection deals with the role of the Holy Spirit in the resurrection of our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ from the dead, and how he works, and how he also works in the life of every believer to bring life to us, those of us who follow him. Amen. The spirit of the resurrection speaks of principles that are wrapped up in the resurrection of Christ that his followers need to embrace and live out in our lives, amen, so that we can be, so that we can attain, so that we can accomplish, and so that we can experience all that God has ordained for us to be, attain, accomplish, and experience in this life. This life is important. Amen. It is important. Amen. But this life is also complicated at times. Would you agree? Amen. This life is also complex at times. This life can be confusing at times. It can be filled with hurt. Some people get hurt as they go through this life. Amen. It can be filled with disappointments. It can be filled with challenges. It can be, and there are a lot of responsibilities that comes along with life. You don't just live and be irresponsible. There are responsibilities. There are trials. There are sorrows. Amen. But there are also joys. There's also happiness. Amen. There's also peace and so forth. All of these things are part of life. Amen. And God wants you to live in this life. He doesn't want you just to exist. Amen. Amen. He wants us to live. And that's why I believe the Lord gave the message again this morning. Live in the spirit of the resurrection. Don't just live, but live in the spirit of the resurrection. Amen. God wants you to do more, as I said, than just exist. God doesn't want you to be a victim of circumstance. Amen. Amen. He wants more than that for your life. He wants you to do more than pass through this life, pass through this world. Amen. He wants you to do more than get things in this world and in this life. He wants you to have more than worldly recognition or worldly renown. Amen. He wants you to live in the spirit of the resurrection. Praise the name of Jesus. So that you can have the fullness of life that he has come to give. Amen. That he has come to give. How do I know this? I know this. Amen. Because this is what Christ taught. Amen. This is what he taught. This is what he went through to open the way for us to live out our life through the life principles, amen, that he taught us. So when it comes to living, amen, in the spirit of the resurrection, when it comes to living this life, particularly living in the spirit of the resurrection, it's important that we see the life principles that are wrapped up in the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ so that we can know them and embrace them. Now, no one can make you know anything. Amen. No one can make you embrace anything. It is left up to each one of us to gain knowledge. Amen. It is left up to each one of us to embrace truth, and it's left up to each one of us to live out that truth. We can't force that upon anyone. Amen. Amen. Each one of us has to make our choices, and you're free to make that choices. You're free to accept Christ, or you're free to accept or reject Christ. But the end result of that is that there are always consequences. Amen. For our decisions and our choices. Amen. If I see the speed limit sign that says 55 and I decide to drive 85 and I get stopped by the police, there's no sense in me, by the highway patrol. It's no sense in me being angry with the highway patrol. I broke the law. Amen. And if he gives me a ticket, it's no sense in me being mad. It's no sense in me going to the judge and fussing with the judge and talking about the radar, nothing like that. I broke the law. I made a choice and I suffered the consequences. Amen. And so in this life, we make choices. Amen. God lays out in his word what he wants, how he wants us to live. Amen. It's up to us to accept what God gives us and the patterns that God has laid out for us, or reject that. God never forces that on anyone. But the end result of that is that there are consequences for our behavior. And some people say, well, I'll cross that bridge when I get to it. Well, the Lord has given you the opportunity now, amen, to make the right choice. And I pray that you'll make the right choice. But it's up to you. Amen. Praise the name of Jesus. We need these life principles. We need to know these life principles so that we live them out. So what are these life principles? As I looked at this, as I prayed about this, the first thing that I noticed was the spirit of the resurrection is the spirit of life. the spirit of life. Amen. Jesus was raised from death to life. Amen. Amen. And it was not just a resurrection of his spirit. Amen. It was a bodily resurrection. All right. When we read the scripture earlier and when Mary came to Jesus, he said, don't touch me. You can't touch a spirit. Just like you can't touch the wind. Jesus said, don't touch me, for I've not ascended to my Father. And that was a reason for him saying that. But the point I want to make this morning is that we know that it was a bodily resurrection, that Jesus was raised in bodily form. When he appeared to his disciples after Thomas wasn't there, and Thomas didn't believe, just like some people today don't believe in the resurrection. Thomas didn't believe. But Jesus said to Thomas, put your hand in my hand. Put your hand in my side. Now, just like you can't see the wind and can't touch the wind, and you can't put your hand in the side of a spirit. It has to be a body. So Jesus was raised in bodily form. Amen. Amen. So he was raised from death. He was raised from death to life. In John's account, well, I just said that. So being raised in bodily form, the Lord said, I want my people to have life. I want them to have eternal life, yes. I want them to live on with me in the spirit, amen, amen. But I want them to have life, amen, in the here and the now. I don't want them just to focus on eternal life, amen, amen. Praise the name of Jesus. Being a follower of Jesus Christ is not just for us to get to heaven. It's for us to live now. It's for us to have the blessings of the Lord now. It's for us to have the wisdom of God now. It's for us to have, amen, the direction of God now. It's for us to have the blessings of God in the here and in the now. Jesus said, the thief comes, but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But I have come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. I've come that you might have a quality of life that is greater than the quality of life than those people who don't know me. Amen. Now, let me tell you something. When you look at people in the world who don't know Jesus, and they seem like they got all of this money, they got all of this fame, and you say, wow, I want that life. But you, if you don't know the life that's in Jesus, you don't know what they're missing out. Because money can't buy love. Money can't buy peace. Money can't buy joy. Money can't buy fullness of life. It only comes from Jesus. And so you see these people and they have all of this money, but they don't have any peace. You see these people that have all this money and they're strung out on drugs and alcohol and all of these things. You see these people that have all of this money and they've had 15 or 20 lovers and 15 or 20 husbands and their lives are just all and wives and their lives are just all messed up. And you want that life? No, what you're saying is you want that money. You don't necessarily want that life. But what you don't realize is that when you get into certain places, when you get in certain places, you have to do certain things to get the money, amen, and to stay in the money, amen. Sometimes, not always, you know, but sometimes, especially when you, hey, praise the name of Jesus, hallelujah. I think you got what I'm saying, amen, amen. And in Psalm 65 and 11, praise the Lord, the psalmist speaks of how God provides for his people. The psalmist says, you crown the year with your bounty and your carts overflow with abundance. Hallelujah. Amen. So I read that. Amen. I heard again in my spirit, the Lord wants to crown your year. Hallelujah. Not just your day, your year with bounty. And I'm speaking bounty over my life. I'm speaking to God that God is crowning my year with bounty. I speak it over your life today that God is not crowning this week, but God is crowning your year with bounty. Amen. Amen. That God, hallelujah, is going to cause your carts to overflow with abundance. Praise the name of Jesus. That God is going to cause your business to prosper. That God is going to cause your home to prosper. That God is going to cause your life to prosper. That God is going to cause, glory to God, your career to prosper. That God is going to cause your bank accounts to prosper. In the name of Jesus. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Jesus said, I've come that you might have life. I didn't come that you would have depression. I didn't come that you would have, that you would be downtrodden. I didn't come that you would be defeated, but I came that you might have life. Now live. live in the spirit of the resurrection. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Those things that were dead even in your life, your hopes, your dreams. Amen. Hallelujah. The spirit of the Lord came to resurrect in you so that you can live. So that you can live. Can somebody say live? Say, God wants me to live. Hallelujah. Amen. The spirit of the resurrection is the spirit of life. The spirit of the resurrection is the spirit of joy. Amen. It's the spirit of life. Somebody said it. The spirit of the resurrection is the spirit of life. The spirit of the resurrection is the spirit of joy. And when I looked at this scripture and I looked at the account, and the Bible says that the women went to the tomb that morning and they had their spices, amen, because Jesus had been crucified and he had been buried real quickly because the Passover was going to begin, amen. And the dead bodies couldn't remain on the cross. So they took them down. Joseph begged for his body, put him in his borrowed tomb, but they had not prepared his body for burial. So they went to the tomb that morning with the spices, amen, to prepare Jesus' body, even though the stone had been put there. They wanted to prepare his body. Now, what a thought that would be. We have no idea, in being in America, what this is like. But I was in Kenya many years ago, and the pastor's mother died. She was living in the house. I was at the pastor's house. The pastor's mother died, and this doesn't compare, but just to give you an idea of what life is like outside of the United States, right? So the pastor's mother died. It was over in the night. And he couldn't find a funeral home that was open. So I had to help him. He wrapped his mother's body in sheets. And I had to help him take his mother's body from the bed and put it in the car and go with him. And he called the funeral home director to meet us at the funeral home, to take this body to the funeral home and unload it from the car and take it in the funeral home. So there's so much we don't know because of how good things are for us in the United States. So we have no idea of taking spices. You know, you're not going to go to Wright's funeral home and prepare a body to be buried. You know, no, you're not going to do that. You know, most people, even if someone dies at home, you're not going to wash the body up. The nurse is going to wash the body up and what have you, whatever. We don't do things like that, but just think about that. So they went to the tomb that morning to prepare his body. Just think about how sad that must have been. They love Jesus. They love Jesus. Think about how you would feel if you had to go to the funeral home and prepare your mother's body or your husband's body, your wife's body. You wouldn't feel happy about that. They went sad, but the Bible says when they left with joy. Can someone say joy? Hallelujah. Amen. They left with joy. Jesus said in John chapter 16, verse 20, he said, verily, verily, I say unto you that you shall weep and lament, but the world shall rejoice. You shall be sorrowful, but your sorrow shall be turned into joy. Hallelujah. They went sorrowful, but their sorrow was turned into joy. The day is going to come. The world is rejoicing now. Get this. The world is rejoicing now, but the day is going to come when there's going to be weeping and gnashing of teeth. The day is going to come when there's going to be weeping and gnashing of teeth. The day is going to come when the people are going to cry out to the rocks, fall on us. We used to sing that old song, where you're running, sinner, you can't hide. Run to the rocks, you can't hide. The rocks will be falling. Run to the trees, and the trees will be burning. Glory to God. Run to your mother. Your mother can't hide you. Run to your father. Your father can't hide you. Where you running, sinner? You can't hide. You can't hide. There's no hiding place in that day. There's no hiding place. Now is the time to run to Jesus. So there's going to come a day, even though today people will laugh at us, people will mock the church, people who might have watched us this morning might have said those people are acting all wild and crazy up in that sanctuary and laugh at us. They'll get on television and they'll laugh at the church, amen. And they on Facebook, they're talking about the Baptist fit and all of this stuff. Y'all seen that stuff on Facebook. And they make fun of us.
But the day is going to come. We won't be making fun of them, but we will be filled with joy. Because we will enter the presence of the Lord and we will hear the Lord say, well done, good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. Come on up higher. I will make you rule over many. Oh, yes. Yes, 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 yes. Joy, joy, joy. The Lord came to give us joy. The spirit of the resurrection is the spirit of joy. Amen. The spirit of joy. Amen. Jesus said in John 15:11, these things I have spoken to you that my joy may remain in you and that your joy may be full. Amen. Well, what are these things? Well, you go back and read John 15. He talked about a lot, but let's just broaden that. Okay. Let's open that up. Amen. Amen. We have the word of God. Hallelujah. We have the word of God. Amen. How many Bibles you got at home? Praise the name of Jesus. Did you bring one today? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. We have the word of God. We have the written record of the word of God, that the Holy Spirit is the author of the scriptures. Amen. So if I would broaden that, these things I've spoken unto you, that my joy may remain in you and that your joy may be full. What things? What things? Well, I just got to get in the word. Amen. I get in the word and find out what he has said. So if I want God's joy, Jesus' joy to remain in me, I need to know what he said. Amen. You got to know what he said. Say, you got to know what he said. Amen. 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 You got to know what he said. When trouble comes, you need to know what he said. Hallelujah. You need to know what he has spoken. Amen. When sorrow comes, amen, you need to know what he has spoken. Amen. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy will come in the morning. Glory to God in the name of Jesus. When sickness and affliction comes, you need to know what he said. It's okay to, it's good to know what the doctor says, but you need to know what the Lord says. Somebody said, whose report will you believe? Amen. We shall believe what? Hallelujah. Glory to the name of Jesus. Sometimes the doctor's report can be very gloomy. Sometimes the doctor's report can be very sad. It can be fearful. It can be fear, strike fear inside of you. But you need to know what the Lord said. Amen. The Lord said he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. These things are spoken unto you, that my joy may remain in you. Hey, my happiness may go, but my joy is not going anywhere. Hallelujah. Joy is going to remain because I know what the Lord has spoken unto me. Are you understanding me? Amen. The spirit of the resurrection is the spirit of joy. Amen. These things the Lord has spoken. Amen. Hallelujah. There's a word for every situation. There is a word for every circumstance. So if I get in the word, I will know what the Lord has spoken. The next thing I notice is that the spirit of the resurrection is not only the spirit of life and not only the spirit of joy, but it is the spirit of peace. The spirit, amen, the spirit of peace, amen, amen. Several times when Jesus stood in their midst after his resurrection, Jesus said, peace be to you. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, peace be to you. Hallelujah. That's the name of Jesus. He spoke peace into them. He said, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives. Hallelujah. Give I to you. His peace still settles minds. Oh my goodness. His peace still calms the disturbed spirits. Somebody needs the Lord's peace today. I said, somebody needs the Lord's peace today. The Lord is speaking into your situation, peace. The Lord is speaking into your life, peace. The Lord is speaking into that confused situation, peace. Hallelujah. The Lord is speaking, hallelujah, into that sickness in your body that's raging, peace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We were in the jungle between Gunta, Liberia, and Zitakore, Guinea. It's like 80 miles, 79 miles, the map says, it's 79 miles from the city of Gunta, where you cross the border into Guinea.
And so as you're going along the road, and it was a treacherous road. I mean, there were potholes that would swallow the vehicle. Amen. If they were filled with water, they would swallow the vehicle. So we're on this road. Amen. And they call it the forest region, but it's actually jungle. When you look at it, you know, some places you can't see through the trees. So we're on the road, and we're about an hour from the border. Amen. And we have a flat tire. We learned a long time ago, we had this saying from Pastor Parker, and I had this saying from Blood Diamond, TIA. This is Africa. Amen. So we're on the road. We're on the road between Gunter and Zildecora, and have a flat tire. And there's no spare. There's no spare. We're about an hour in. We passed by villages that had electricity and had lights. And we're on this road, and we've gone through some rough, treacherous roads. I mean, you know, we're bumping along the road, and we're bump. Sometimes I feel pain in my back, you know, we're going, but we're on this road, and we have a flat tire. And it's about 6 o'clock in the evening. All right. And people are coming by, and somebody stops to help us change the tire because the pastor was having a problem changing the tire. At that point, people were coming along the road, not too many people. We're not on I-77. All right. During rush hour traffic. We're in the jungle. Amen. Elder Jolo might know what I'm talking about. Amen. Amen. He hasn't been on that road. Amen. But I've been on the road. But we're on this road, and we have a flat tire, no spare. So a motorbike comes by. Now we're riding in this big Toyota. The Pathfinder, something bigger than a Pathfinder. Four-wheel drive vehicle. And so Pastor gets the tongue off, and this motorbike comes by, and he gets on this motorbike holding the tire to take it to a village to fix the tire. We assume that it's going to take 30 minutes. 30 minutes turns into an hour. Less and less people are coming by. It's getting dark. We're in the forest. We're in the jungle. It's getting dark. 6 o'clock. 7 o'clock comes. 8 o'clock comes. Well, before 8 o'clock, because, you know, then the sky begins to change. Bishop Weir says, the weather is changing. Let's pray that the pastor comes on back. And then the conversation goes to, there are wild animals in this jungle. There are lions, there are elephants, and there are other wild animals in this jungle. I said, are you really serious? Because, you know, me, you know, in Liberia, I've never seen wild animals. If I was in Kenya, if I was in Malawi, if I was in East Africa somewhere, probably I would think maybe wild animals might be roaming around. But no, in this forest, there are wild animals. When the pastor comes back, finally, he says, yeah, they're wild. He said, I was afraid for you people. Because there are wild animals in this jungle. So the weather changes, it gets dark. The only lights we have are on our cell phones. I normally take a flashlight with me, but this time I didn't take a flashlight. And it gets dark, and nobody's coming. No car is passing. And we're talking about wild animals. We're talking about lions and tigers. Then the Holy Spirit says, change the conversation. Change the conversation. Y'all bear with me. I'll be finished in a minute. I'm almost at the end of this, so just bear with me. Amen. Somebody said change the conversation. Somebody said change the conversation. You see, you've been in situations where the devil has been trying to incite fear and worry in you, and you keep having the same conversation. Somebody said change the conversation. Holy Spirit said change the conversation. And we changed the conversation, and we began to talk about the fact that there were four of us that were there. But then we remember Daniel in the lion's den. And we said, there's a fifth person. Ah, y'all didn't catch that. Some of y'all got it. We said, it's not just the four of us.
there's a fifth person on this road with us. His name is Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When we change the conversation, even though it was dark, even though the storm came and the water fell, I mean, it rained. I mean, sheets of water fell. And I'm thinking about the road that we've just passed and thinking about what might be ahead of us. Hallelujah. And the rain came. I said, God, hallelujah, you got to take us through. You got to get us out of this situation. About 9 p.m., pastor shows up with the spare tire. 9 o'clock at night in the jungle, pitch black. Only lights we have, our cell phones. But we changed from fear to faith. So now it doesn't matter because we know God is in control. God is going to take us through this. We get the tire on, we go ahead of us, and sure enough, there is this cavern. There is this hole. There is this pond. And it had rained heavily. And we get in the hole, and it's muddy. And the lights of the car goes out. And he starts spinning side by side, and I'm holding on, God, help us not turn over. I said, God, get us out of this situation. And he kept pressing the gas, and the wheels kept turning, and we were slipping around and turning, and all of a sudden, we shifted up out of the hole. I said, God, thank you. God, thank you. God, thank you. But it was the peace of God that he spoke to us in the midst of that desperate situation. You're in a desperate situation today. You need God's peace. You may not be in a jungle, glory to God, in Africa somewhere, but you're in a jungle in your home. You're in a jungle in your life. Hallelujah. You don't have a spare tire. You didn't take extra oil like those wise virgins did. And you're in a desperate situation. But I came to tell you today that the peace of God that passes all understanding shall keep your heart and your mind through Jesus Christ, our Lord. When the storms of life are raging, I remember another time we're in a bad situation and I at that time had gotten upset and I was running off at the mouth. Woo, Lord have mercy, it doesn't pay to run off at the mouth. Hallelujah. And I was mad and then the Spirit of the Lord said, peace, be still. And I shut my mouth. Hallelujah. Some of us got to learn, close your mouth. Woo, can anybody hear me today? You can't change the situation. All of the fussing in the world ain't gonna change the situation. Somebody say, peace. Be still. Ooh, Lord have mercy. When I shut my mouth, the Lord worked it out. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. Last thing, and I'm gonna be done. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. So the spirit of the resurrection is the spirit of what? Spirit of life, spirit of joy, the spirit of peace. The last thing I'm going to share with you, and I could tell you, I could share seven more, but I'm going to share this last one. Amen? Amen. Somebody say, praise the Lord. So don't go to sleep on me. Amen. Stay with me. Praise the Lord. Amen. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout, I'm with you, Pastor. But more importantly, the Holy Ghost is with you. Say, speak, Lord, for your servants here. Amen. The spirit of the resurrection is the spirit of life. The spirit of the resurrection is the spirit of joy. The spirit of the resurrection is the spirit of peace. The spirit of the resurrection is the spirit of power. Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus was raised by the power of Almighty God from the dead. Amen. There are two Greek words that are used in scripture for power. One is dunamis, which means might. The other is exousia, which means, amen, authority. Jesus was raised with dunamis by the dunamis, the might of God. Jesus was raised by God's might. Jesus was raised by God's strength. Jesus was raised by God's muscle. Praise the name of Jesus. Amen. He already had power because he was anointed with the Holy Ghost and power by God Almighty. Amen. While he was on the face of the earth. Yet when God raised him from the dead, he was raised in and by the power of Almighty God. The spirit of the resurrection that we are to live in is the spirit of power. We are not weaklings. Amen. Are you hearing me? You're not a 20-pound weakling. You live in the power of Almighty God. We are not subject to the whims and the tricks of the enemy. Amen. We are powerful sons and daughters of Almighty God. We are not ignorant of the devil's schemes. We are mighty sons and daughters of God. If the spirit of the resurrection lives inside of us. Amen. Amen. The same spirit, hallelujah, that was in Jesus is the spirit that's in us. The spirit of wisdom and the spirit of revelation. The spirit of counsel and the spirit of might. The spirit of knowledge and fear of the Lord. I thank God for your spirit. God, I thank you for your spirit. I thank you. I thank you today for your spirit of wisdom. I thank you today for your spirit of revelation. I thank you today, Lord God, for your spirit of counsel and your spirit of might. God, I thank you right now that I've been raised by your mighty spirit. Hallelujah. We have power in our lives. Amen. We even have an unction from the Holy One. Am I talking to anybody today? Hallelujah. Amen. We have an unction from the Holy One. We have the anointing of God who lives inside of us. There are things that we may not know. Hallelujah. Or we may have studied and don't remember. But the unction that lives inside of us will teach us. The unction that lives inside of us will bring back to our remembrance those things that we have studied and learned. God, I thank you for your power. You live inside of us. Jesus said, amen, hallelujah, to his disciples before he ascended into heaven. You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. Hallelujah. And you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria and other most parts of the world. You and I have received power. Now live. Hallelujah. You and I have received power. Now live. Live in victory. Live as an overcomer of the devil. Live with the power to overcome all of the works of the devil. Hallelujah. Live. Hallelujah. Live with the power over sickness and disease. Live. Live with the power to witness and win souls. Live. Praise the name of Jesus. The same power that raised Jesus from the dead is the power that lives inside of us. Somebody say, I've got power to live. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But that's not all. Jesus was not only raised by the power or by the might of God. He was raised with exousia. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And he was given exousia. He said, all power, all authority has been given unto me. Hallelujah. Go therefore and make disciples of every nation. Bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. He was raised with the right to send us into the world, to make disciples of every nation. Bless the name of Jesus. So he was raised with might, and he was raised with right. Bless the name of Jesus. You and I have power, and we have right. Somebody say, I've got the right. I've got the right to witness. I've got the right to pray for the sick and they recover. I've got the right to cast out demons. I've got the right. Somebody say, I've got the right. Hallelujah. Stop living like you don't have any rights. You've got rights, I tell you, by the power of Almighty God. I said, you've got rights. Somebody shout, I've got rights. Oh, Lord, thank you, Jesus. Jesus was raised from the dead on the third day with all power in heaven and earth, given unto him. Hallelujah. Now he's given that power to you and me. You and I, we've got power over the enemy. Hallelujah. You and I, we've got power over the devil. You and I, we've got power over sickness and disease. You and I, we've got power. Hallelujah. Glory to the name of Jesus. Over the spirit of confusion, we've got power. Hallelujah. And we've got the right to proclaim the gospel. Live in your might and live in your right. I said, live in your might. Hallelujah. And live in your right. I said, live in your might and live in your right. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. Stop walking around like the devil is beating you up on the right side and on the left side, and walk in your might and walk in your right in the name of Jesus. Speak those things that be not as though they were, and watch them come to pass. Live. Hallelujah. In the power of the resurrection. Live. Hallelujah. Live in the power of the resurrection. Live in the spirit of the resurrection. Time doesn't permit me to tell you, hallelujah, about the spirit of love, the spirit of faith, the spirit of patience, the spirit of kindness, the spirit of goodness, the spirit of gentleness. Live in the spirit of the resurrection. Hallelujah. If you're not experiencing victory in your life, keep on living. Bless the name of Jesus. If you're not experiencing victory in your life, keep on living and keep on trusting the Lord. Amen. If you think that you're finding fullness of life out in the world, just consider the things you've already been through in your life, and consider the works of the enemy against you. And I want to recommend Jesus to you today. If you don't know Jesus as your Savior and your Lord, I want to recommend him to you, because his spirit, he wants to live in you, the person of his spirit, and allow his spirit to work in and through your life to give you the life that he intends for you to have. Do you not realize that God created man for himself? When God created Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, he created Adam and Eve for himself. We're Adam and Eve's descendants. He created us for him. And we will never experience the fullness that the Lord has for us until we give our lives to him and live in the spirit of the resurrection. We don't just celebrate the resurrection of Jesus as an event. We celebrate the resurrection of Jesus as a way of life. So Easter for me is every day I get up out of my bed. Every Sunday I come to worship. I worship on Sunday because it's the resurrection day. So I celebrate the resurrection of Christ. Every Sunday I come to worship. And you know what? I was thinking about this. It's not about church. It's about a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. My wife was talking with an older person yesterday. And, you know, we appreciate relationships, and we appreciate people's understanding
where they are. And she was really just happy that her children were now in church. And that's important. But even greater than that, people need a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. This is not about being in church. It's about a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Do you ever consider what the Lord says when he said, many will come in that day saying, Lord, Lord. And he's going to say, depart from me, you workers of iniquity, for I never knew you. They said, but Lord, we went to church. We even cast out demons in your name. He said, but I never knew you. A lot of times we focus in on getting people in church. And people come to church and join the church and don't have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. The church can't give you resurrection life. Only Jesus can give you resurrection life. Church is important. This is where the word of God is preached and the word of God is taught. Where we gather with the fellowship of believers, the assembly of the saints. And hopefully in this gathering, we're sharing things with one another that will encourage us and spur us on to good works. But the church can't save you. Church membership doesn't save you. I'm a firm believer that the problem we have in Christianity today is that many people have joined the church and never accepted Christ or yielded their lives to Jesus as their Savior and their Lord. When I was 10 years old, and the preacher gave the invitation, to the best of my understanding, I wanted to join the church. So I went up and I joined the church at age 10. They didn't teach me about salvation. They never said anything about the Holy Spirit. The only thing we knew about the Holy Spirit was when we saw an older sister in the church jump up and shout. And we said, she got the Holy Ghost. But we never knew that there was a relationship that we could have with Jesus. And it wasn't until I got older and went to college and started associating with people who were taught differently and who knew differently that I realized that I needed a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. And it was on a Thursday night after the fifth Sunday in July in 1975 that I met the Lord as my Savior and knew him for myself and began to experience him. That's how impactful that was on my life. 1975. Do you know how many years ago that was? Some of y'all weren't even born. But now, mind you, I had joined the church. I've been baptized. I was a junior usher. I sang in the choir. And that's why I joined the church, because I wanted to usher. I used to like to see the ushers in that white and see them standing up at the back of the church and around the church. But now, when I joined the usher board, I didn't like being at the back. I had to usher at the front. I don't know whether that was to be seen or because there was something more that the Lord was doing. You gotta know Jesus. He offers resurrection life to us. He brings us to the point that we understand that all that's offered in this life by the world and by what we think right is and what feels good to us and what we want, that's not it. There's a different life that he has to offer. I'm going to share this, and this is a part of the invitation. Two things happened to me this week that encouraged me. Sometimes you don't know who needs to be encouraged. So a young man who was a child in Liberia. I'm not going to call it. Some of you may have seen the post. He wrote on my wife's page. You know, she was glad to have her husband back home. She put this nice picture of me out on Facebook. But he wrote on my wife's page something about me that he had never said to me, and never even thought that he thought this about me. He said when he was a little boy, had to be in kindergarten, this African-American missionary came to Liberia. He'd heard about African-Americans, but had never seen an African-American. Came to Liberia and preached the gospel at a church in New Crewtown, Liberia. He said, I was so amazed. He said, his complexion was kind of like some of ours. He said, but his accent was different. But I was amazed by the preaching of the gospel. I would follow him around. He said, this bishop doesn't even know this. And I didn't know that. He put my name in the post. That alone encouraged me that a child would say that. I was preaching in Minnesota the time I met my wife. And this young man came up to me after service. And he said, wow, I enjoyed that message. This is a child. He said something else. The second thing, because I want to give the invitation. I was in Shepherd's Fold Saturday. And a pastor from Chester walked in. And he saw me. And he said, when I saw you, the first thing came to my mind was, he said, Brother Thomas Wilson said to me, Brother Wilson's been dead. And he's been dead for a long time now. He said, Brother Wilson said to me years ago, he said, Alfred Jackson spends more money on resources to train his people than any other pastor around here. I said, wow. This man, a testimony from the grave. And that's why I put that post out there, that sometimes people misunderstand you and they don't appreciate your ministry. But we can't take that to heart because they didn't understand Jesus and didn't appreciate his ministry. My heart's desire is for people to know Christ and become disciples of Christ. I want this church to be filled, but I want disciples of Jesus. I can't do it all. One day people will realize that if they're not the star of the show, if they're not the one on stage, if they're not the one being seen, that they have a more important role in winning disciples and making sure that the seats get filled and that those who come are ministered to after the preaching of the message, after the praise team sings. Because the preaching of the gospel should stir us to share this faith so that more people will know Jesus. So it's not just about church membership. If you're here today and you don't have a relationship with Jesus, if you're not saved, or maybe at one point you've given your life to Christ and you backslid, you turned around, you went back to the world, and you've done things in your life that doesn't glorify God, you realize the error of your way. And you want to say to the Lord publicly and to your church family, I apologize. I want to rededicate. I apologize to you, God. I apologize to my church family. I want to rededicate my life to the Lord. When I was preaching in Liberia, some of the people who came for salvation came out of the choir. Do y'all hear me? I'm standing there giving the invitation, and the first person who comes to the altar comes from the choir. This is not about church membership. It's about a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. In this world, you're going to have tribulation. You're going to have trouble. Things are going to happen to you. But if you have a relationship with Jesus, that's what really matters. Doesn't mean that you're perfect. We've all sinned. We've all fallen short of God's glory. But it means that you want to honor the Lord with your relationship with Jesus. And in your relationship with Jesus, you want to be a part of God's church. You want to see other people become a part of God's church because you want them to be saved and you want them to live eternally with the Lord Jesus Christ. At Brother Chalmers' funeral, one of the pastors said to me, he said, Bishop, at your age, it's amazing the passion you have for the spreading of the gospel. I looked at him and I said, thank you, but if I'm 99, I want this passion. Are you hearing me? If I am 100 years old and I'm walking on a cane, I want this passion because Jesus is real to me. It's not about church membership. It's about a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. He wants you to have resurrection life. Will you give your life to Jesus today? If you're here and you want to be saved, just lift your hands where you are and I will pray for you. If you want to rededicate your life to the Lord, you know, we're in a day and I understand that people don't want to walk up front and people get embarrassed or what have you. We don't want to put people on the spot. But if you need to rededicate your life to the Lord, it's not anything that you're doing that many, many of us have not had to do at one point in our lives. Give ourselves to the Lord again because we've sinned and we've fallen short of His glory. If you want to do that today, I want to pray for you. I want to lead you to rededicating your life to the Lord. So first of all, if you're not saved, you are condemned already. I didn't say it. The Bible said it. I'm just saying to you what the scripture says. If you're not saved, you're already condemned. So that means then, should you die, there is no heaven for you. I don't care what people say. I don't care what people teach. According to the word of the Lord, he that does not believe is condemned already. So if you die in your sins, there's no heaven for you. But we don't want you to get saved just so you can go to heaven. We just talked about relationship. Today at people's funerals, everybody seemed to be going to heaven. Everybody's not going to heaven. Only through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. There's no other name given among men whereby we must be saved. That's the name of Jesus. And you need to rededicate your life to the Lord. The Lord will be honored. The Lord will be happy. The Lord will be pleased to see you say, Lord, I give myself to you again. So if you want to be saved, lift your hand. I want to pray for you. If you're watching me online, I want to pray for you as well.
I pray that you've been blessed by the message. And if you have, write to us. Let us know how this message has impacted your life. Or if you've made a decision for Christ today to follow Jesus as your Savior and your Lord, write to us and let us know that as well and give us your information so that we can follow up with you. You may write to us at Tabernacle of Praise at msn.com. That's Tabernacle of Praise at msn.com. Give us your email address or a way to contact you so that we can follow up with you. Also, we would like for you to sow into this ministry. If you've been blessed by this work, by the preaching of the gospel and the teaching of the gospel, and you would like to help further this cause, we're not just preaching here in the United States. We are preaching around the world. Through this podcast, our messages are being heard in many places around the world. We are actively working in 8 countries in the world. On the ground in Liberia, Malawi, Burkina Faso, Ghana, Guinea, Kenya, and Dominican Republic. So if you'd like to help us in this work, feel free to sow a seed to help further the preaching and teaching of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the expanding of the kingdom of God. If you would like to give, go to topraise.org/give. Again, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening. Continue to pray with us and for us as we continue to spread this gospel of Jesus Christ around the world. God bless you.